वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीजटापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरागनतं वितं धंसि जीवं सदैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगणललितशिवशकान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चान्यदेशधारिणे. So, we are living in a world called the material world, and it's a very miserable place. Because nobody wants to get sick. But yet everybody has to get sick. Nobody wants to get old. But yet everybody has to get old. Nobody wants to die, but yet everyone has to die. Therefore, this place is miserable. But the good news is there's a way out. And that is the holy names of the Lord. Specifically, as recommended in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. The most powerful, effective names of God in this age are Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, the beauty of these names is that they're just like an airplane. In Sanskrit, airplane is called Vimana. You may say, how is that possible? Sanskrit's an ancient language. And the airplane is only a recent invention. Well, obviously, it's not a recent invention. It was rediscovered. But actually, airplanes are very ancient things. And the original airplane is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because this airplane will take you beyond this material existence. It will elevate your consciousness beyond the misery of this material world. That's a thing. Just like you can go to the airport on a gray, nasty, cold winter day. You sit down on the airplane, you buckle your seatbelt. The airplane takes off taxiing down the runway. It lifts off and then it goes, and all of a sudden you go up there, wow, it's a beautiful sunny day. The sun is shining, it's so beautiful. It's pristine atmosphere, wow. That airport was so, it was raining, it was gray, it was dark, and now it's so beautiful. So even a material airplane can elevate you to a place beyond the gray, nasty, ugly day. Just imagine what a spiritual airplane can do. It can take you even higher than above the clouds. It can carry you into a realm where life is eternal. full of knowledge and full of bliss. You see. So that we that is our retreat this weekend. We're going to learn how to travel beyond this material existence. And enter into a wonderful dimension where all miseries are conspicuous by their absence. Which means, that's a saying in English, conspicuous by absence. It means they're not present. So we're so happy you all have come. Is everybody comfortably situated? Everyone's comfortably situated? Okay, good. So we have some wonderful programs lined up, wonderful chanting, singing, dancing, philosophy, worshipping Sri Sri Radha Damodar, who mercifully come.
Taigi mūsų laukia labai nuostabių programą, mes garbinsim šį šį radę tą modelą, dainuosim, kartuosim vardus, klausysim filosofiją.
We're going to have some wonderful Krishna prasadam.
Turėsim nuostabų prasadą.
Foodstuffs offered to the Lord with love and devotion.
Prasadas yra maistas, paukotas, viešpačius, su meile ir atsidavimu.
This eating is not ordinary eating.
Tai nėra paprastas valgymas.
These are sanctified foods.
Yra pašventintas maistas.
Spiritualized foods, Krishnaized foods. Every bite purifies your consciousness. When I grew up as a Christian boy, we had Holy Sacrament once every 3 months. And when we got a little tiny wafer about that big, we had to wait 3 months to get a little wafer. And a little tiny, about maybe 1 tablespoon of grape juice. And that was supposed to last you for 3 months. Well, in the Krishna consciousness movement, we have a much better program. You get a nice full plate. You can even have seconds or thirds if you want. You get a nice big full plate 2 or 3 times a day.
2-3 times per day, pilna lėkštė.
7 days a week, you know. So this is real spiritual life, you see. But you really get the juice, you know. Real spiritual life means juice. It doesn't mean dry. And I also remember when I grew up, our minister, he would spend the whole week smoking his pipe and trying to write us a big legal pad and trying to write the sermon. He would spend hours and hours going through all the books and smoking his pipe. And writing all, just writing this huge long lecture down, like 20-minute lecture, you know. And then on Sunday, he'd get up and read this whole thing to us. It was so dry. It was so boring, you just felt like falling asleep, you know. And that was the Sunday sermon. But in Krishna consciousness movement, it's totally different. Our devotees, they've actually realized God. You see. He hadn't realized God, therefore he had to try to artificially make some talk about God. But the devotees in the Hare Krishna movement, they have realized God. So they can speak from their heart. And they can go on for hours talking about God without having to write anything down. It's like many times I go to a lecture, it's a big lecture hall, you know, whole auditorium full of people waiting to hear a lecture. So I ask the organizer, what's the lecture topic tonight? I don't even know what the lecture is about, and I'm giving it. But he says, oh, it's on this topic, you know, mantra meditation or whatever it may be. And it's so easy because Krishna consciousness means you actually understand who is God, what are His qualities, what are His activities. You understand everything about God. His name, His address, everything. You see? We know everything about God by the grace of Prabhupada. We know everything about God. What He looks like. What's the name of His girlfriend? You see? What kind of music He plays? What are His favorite pets? Where He likes to spend His free time? We know everything. What He does in the day. What He does at night. We know everything about God by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, you see. So if someone says, talk about God, we can go on for hours talking about God. So anyway, we don't have all night. We want to get a good rest tonight. So we can all get up early and have a wonderful experience called Mangal Arati. What time will it be, Mangal Arati?
4:30.
4:30 a.m. We're going to have a wonderful mystical experience. We're going to offer an ancient ceremony called Mangal Arati. We're going to offer various articles to God Himself and His eternal consort. And we're going to sing to them, serenade them with love and devotion. So we'll go ahead and stop here, and so we can have a wonderful, everyone get up early, for be here at 4:30 a.m., all ready to go. Huh?
5 o'clock? No? I'm saying, would it be possible to have 5 o'clock where everybody has a proper rest?
To change?
I'm asking.
Yes, we can change.
Okay, then do that.
Mangalarti padarysime
penktą ryte. Good, what do you think?
Mataji asking, maybe we can change from 4:30 to 5.
Yeah, we can make that adjustment. Get a little easier for everybody to get up.
Yeah.
5 o'clock. Special retreat. Special concession for the retreat. 5 o'clock. Actually, technically, the sunrise is so late. You know, it's an hour and a half before. We're still at 5 o'clock. There's no problem. We're well within the limits. I mean, here the sun rises so late we could even go later, but I don't want to do that. It's supposed to be an hour and a half before sunrise, you know, for Brahma Muhurta begins. So the sun doesn't rise till about 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's like 6:30, but no, we're not going to do that. So anyway, then we'll now adjust it to 5 a.m. So we'll look forward to being with you all tomorrow morning. The morning hours are very powerful spiritually. See, there's different modes of nature that act at different times of the day. After sunset, it becomes tamasic, or in the mode of ignorance. During the daytime is the mode of passion. But the early morning hours before sunrise are the mode of goodness. That time of the day is very, very conducive for spiritual awakening. So make the effort to get up early tomorrow morning, be here by 5 o'clock, and you're going to have a wonderful experience of spiritual awakening here. So we look forward to seeing you all tomorrow then. Hare Krishna. Achalabai. Thank you very much.